On air, on DAB, online, on your smart speaker, on your phone. This is Heartsong Live.
I'm Anne Brock, and we are from the Thursday Community Cafe, and we're super excited to be here at the Refuel Festival. We've just come along because we want to actually share our story with anybody that wants to listen. We are a community cafe that's completely faith-based, faith-run. We completely rely on God for everything, from money to volunteers to food, everything like that. We're just completely reliant on God for everything. So we just wanted to come here and share our story. How much you want to hear about it?
Well, one question I'll ask is, yeah, the story. How did it start?
We were actually a regular cafe, and we always felt, we've been Christians for a long time, but we always felt like we wanted to be in Caithness in that particular area. But the actual cafe went bankrupt. And at that point, we prayed because we felt like we wanted to be there. And God basically gave us Matthew 10:8, and he basically told us to give it away for free. So one day we went from being a regular cafe, and then the next day we opened up and we just made everything free. And God blessed that. He blessed us with the money to pay the rent and buy the food. And we just worked with that week by week. And as like that was 2018, we're at 2024, and he's just basically added and added and given and given and given. So now we are, the short version is now we employ about 6-7 people. We work as a cafe. We also work with substance abuse. We work with employability. There's lots of areas that we now work in. So fun is just, as we've stepped out in faith, he's just given every time.
Amen. And it just reminds me of when Jesus fed, what he did, he fed the 5,000. And from feeding, many came to know him. And but he met them at their point of need. And I just see that as a replication of what Jesus did then. What kind of success stories have happened from the feeding of the tummy, as you want to call it, the belly, to the spirit and to the soul?
Well, we've definitely, about sort of COVID time,
yeah,
you know, we were sort of working completely voluntary and just living through the donations that we had. And once COVID hit, you know, obviously we had to shut. And we were at that point where we had, it was like minus £17 in our bank. And it was kind of like, well, God, is this run its course? And so we sort of prayed about it. And I always kind of felt like I didn't know if like applying for funding was what we needed to do. But at that point, God had sort of kind of nudged me to apply for some government funding. And we had the £17 in the bank and we prayed about it. And then both the government came back and they just dumped £17,000 into our bank.
Wow.
That was just like, wow.
Wow.
But we've also had like really cool things happen. Like, you know, we worked with a lot of different people, and we did have somebody die in the cafe and through drug overdose. And Louise, my sister who works here, she got down and she prayed over them, and he came back to life, and he's floating about here today somewhere, part of the team.
Wow.
You know, so that is, I mean, obviously these things don't happen every day, but when they do happen, it is pretty much.
And when they do happen, it assures you that you're on the right track, and it also draws people onto him, because again, it's about what Jesus did. He said, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe in it. And your testimony from minus 17 to 17,000 has tells me exceedingly abundantly above what he can think of or imagine. Now, I mean, for you to pray and for this to happen, it tells me that, again, you have a vision. What's your vision like? What are you hoping for? What are you dreaming about?
I mean, at this moment in time, we were in quite a small building. And funnily enough, like me and my husband, we bought a bit of commercial property a couple of years ago, and disaster happened with that. And my husband's always been quite opposed to God, to know what I mean. Anyway, so this disaster happened and half of it fell down. But from that point, it softened his heart. And I sort of kind of said, let's move what we've got in the cafe into this bottom of the building. Just because I almost felt like spiritually it came under a better umbrella than where we were. Mm. You know what I mean? So we're now on the move into this way bigger building, offering way more things. I mean, like, my heart is just to, like, wherever God wants to take us, we'll just expand and keep trusting, keep having the faith that whatever he wants us to do, he'll just bring the money, you know?
Fantastic. That is really good. And as I've said, I can point so many things that Jesus did, what you're doing, whether you may have recognized it or not, but I'm listening and I'm seeing the feeding of the thousand. I'm seeing him touching the hearts of people. And in that way, you're reaching souls and transforming lives. Is there any message you want to share with anybody out there that would be listening to what you do? You know, there's courage. What do they need if they're thinking about, oh my God, I've got 17 pounds. I have minus zero on the account, but I have this dream. Because that's, you know, what did you pray? How did you pray? What are you going to encourage somebody out there?
I think a lot of it is the faith. You've got to have the faith and the trust that, you know, if you step out, God is going to catch you. But it's only at that point that you actually step out that God does catch you. So my encouragement would be, you know, if you've got something on your heart, thorny that you want to do, then just trust that God will enable you to do it, and he will bring, you know, like, obviously we had a lot of prayer and a lot of prophecies and all of that that sort of came in. But, you know, just trust. Big thing. Just trust you have faith.
Fantastic. Now, I know there are people in this part of Scotland, and there might be people from all over that might be listening and find their way somewhere to where you are. Where can they find you? Where are you?
Minute, we are based in Thurzell. Basically as far north as you can go. Just keep following the A9. And like, as I say, we were down by the harbour, and now obviously God is just providing this massive big venue for us, and it's actually bang in the centre town now.
Fantastic. So, yeah. Are you online? Have you got a website? Where can we get?
We've got Facebook, Instagram, all that sort of jazz. Just search Thurzell Community Cafe and it'll come up.
Fantastic. And if anybody has heard this story, they've been touched and they want to donate, they've got money, spare money, or just got money that they want to share, they can do that on your side as well. Fantastic. It's been great talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
On air, on DAB, online, on your smart speaker, on your phone. This is Heart Song Live.